同心默祷。
Pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名，继续这第二堂的课。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we start the second class.
那我们第二个方向要谈的就是古圣徒代祷的见证。
And the second direction we'd like to go is the old ancient apostles' intercession.
我们先来看有一个在受难中的古圣徒。
And we'd like to study one of the ancient apostles that was suffering.
请看耶伯记第一章。
Please turn to Job.
耶伯记第一章第一节。
Please turn to Job chapter 1 verse 1.
第一章的第一节。
Job chapter 1 verse 1.
第一节，乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil.
这个乌斯地也有的版本是说就是以东人上古时代的一个地方。
And there is some other scriptures, there's some other translation, the land of Uz is, it belonged to the land of Edom.
所以有关他的年代有不同的说法。
And there are just different descriptions regarding the age.
认为耶伯是上古时代的一个人物。
And they were thinking that the Job is somebody that belonged to the earlier ancient time.
圣经里面比较重视的是他整个事件受难的发生。
And but in the Bible, it emphasized the way that he suffered.
这里讲那个约伯啊，他这个人啊，完全正直。
And over here described Job, the man was upright.
然后他非常敬畏神。
And he feared God.
他的生活是远离恶事的。
And he shunned evil.
通常我们会觉得约伯在对话的过程里面大概有什么软弱。
And usually in a conversational with Job, you might feel that he might have certain weaknesses.
但是在约伯记的第一章第二节就讲了。
But in Job chapter 1 verse 2 it says,
在整个受难过程里面
and throughout the whole process,
这个约伯他并没有犯罪哦。
And he did not commit any
sins. 所以我们不要再猜他跟他三个朋友的时候他怎样他怎样。
And so let's not guess that what he did with all his three friends.
我们来看第一章的二十二节。
Let's look at chapter 1 verse 22.
二十二节，在这一切的事上，耶伯并不犯罪，也不以神为遗忘。
In all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong.
这个时候他已经受难了。
At the time he was in tribulation.
但是这里已经讲，在一切事他并没有犯罪得罪神。
But it says that he did not sin or charge God with wrong.
他一天之内十个孩子死掉。
And then his 10 children died in one day.
然后又有敌人抢夺他的财物，践踏他的财产。
And there was enemies that took his land and took his possessions.
然后自己又长毒疮。
And then he had a poisonous pus.
连太太都嘲笑他，你不要再敬拜你的神了，没有用的。
And even his wife was mocking him that do not worship God, it's useless.
然后他的三个朋友又责备他，认定你一定犯罪才受难。
And then the three friends blamed him that accused them of committing sin.
但是二十二节这里说，在一切的患难过程里面，他没有犯罪哦。
But in 22 it says that in all this job, Job did not sin or charge God.
再来看第二章的第十节。
And chapter 2 verse 10.
耶伯对他太太说。
And Job said to her wife.
哎，你说话像一万的妇人一样哎。
You speak as one of the foolish women speaks.
难道我们从神手里得福，不也从神手里受灾祸吗？
Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?
但是这里就把耶伯的人在患难中做了一个这样的说法。
And this is a description of what a man in tribulation describes.
在一切的事上，耶伯并不以口犯罪哦。
In all things, Job did not sin with his lips.
他连讲话也没有得罪神。
And even he did not sin against God with his
speaking. 他真的是不简单哎。
So he's very not easy.
连跟他最好的朋友都认定咬定他是因为犯罪得罪神呢。
Even his best friends accused him of sinning against God.
他从一个乌斯地最富有的一个人啊，掉到 最贫穷的一个人了。
And from the land of Uz, he was a very successful and wealthy person to poverty.
然后一无所有哎。
And then he lost everything.
连自己的太太都嘲笑他。
And even his wife was mocking him.
什么都空了。
You have nothing.
我们一般人要承受这个很困难哦。
And it's hard for somebody to sustain this.
哎，在香港生活压力很大。
In Hong Kong, the living standards are very high.
他什么费用都很贵。
Everything is expensive.
所以没有办法生活，有很多报纸都在登跳楼。
And many people committed suicide in the newspaper.
哇，连那个国小四年级也学习跳楼啊。
And then even when you are in the fourth grade, I'm elementary.
我刚去的时候不习惯，哎呀，怎么常常有人跳啊？想不开啊。
When I went there, I wasn't used to it because many people jump
off the building. 生活很难过啊。
It's hard to make a living.
压力很大。
You have a lot of pressure.
你想想看，他这个耶伯从最富有的第一，这个第一名的富有人了，掉到最贫穷的一个人呢。
He was from the richest person into a very poor person.
我们可能遇到这样，我们就没有办法。
And when we encounter this, we won't be able to accept it.
你习惯富有，你突然变很极贫穷了，真的很难活啊。
And you used to live a wealthy life into poverty, it's very difficult.
但是我们看到约伯啊，
But we see Job.
他对神的真诚的信仰没有改变。
And his earnest hearts toward God did not change.
他甚至啊。对神顺服的信念也没有改变。
And his obedience heart with God did not change as well.
他往自己内心世界来看。
And he observed his own inner heart.
他接受所有面临的灾难。
He accepted everything that came to him.
他也没有责怪别人。
He did not blame others.
他更没有埋怨神呢。
He did not complain against God.
这个不简单。
And this is not easy.
耶伯这个人做到了。
And he done it.
最后神在中间来判定谁对。
And then at the end, God would decide who's wrong.
我们来看一下那个耶伯记四十二章。
And let's turn to Job chapter 42.
耶伯记四十二章。
Job chapter 42.
耶伯记四十二章第七节。
Job chapter 42 verse 7.
神对耶伯说话以后。
And so it was after the Lord had spoken.
就对提曼人以利法说。
And the Lord said to Eliphaz,
我的怒气向你和你的两个朋友发作。
My wrath is aroused against you and your two friends.
因为你们议论我。
And for you have not spoken.
不如我的仆人耶伯说的对。
And as right as my servant Job.
所以第八节这里说。
And verse 8
你们要取七只公牛，七只公羊，到仆人我的仆人耶伯面前哦。要献上燔祭哦。
Now therefore take yourself seven bulls and seven rams. Go to my servant Job and offer burnt offering.
我们有时候听到人在谈耶伯，都说哎呀，他自义了，他骄傲，根本里头没这样讲。
And sometimes when we hear people talking about Job, it says that he's proud and he's arrogant.
所以这是错误的一个解经法。
And this is a wrong explanation.
我们按照经文去看。
And we look in according to scriptures.
神认为耶伯对，而且称他说我的仆人呢。
And God thinks Job is righteous and calls him his servant.
神对那三个朋友发脾气，你们议论错了。
And then God was angry at the three friends and says you're wrong.
哎，耶伯在这样的患难里面。
And Job was in tribulation.
他做了一件事。
And he done something wrong.
那一件事让他从极贫穷、极患难，又跑回到比以前更富有的那个阶段呢。
And from a poverty, and then he went back into wealth.
我看全世界要找这样的人的经历很难。
And then it's hard to find somebody like that in the world.
比如说你在60岁遇到意外，结果从极富有变极贫穷。
For instance, when you're 60 years old, from wealthy person to poverty.
你还有几个六十年让你打拼啊？
How many 60 more years you
have to fight? 60岁已经是什么人老孤黄啊。
And then when you're 60 years old, you're basically very frail.
已经很衰败了肉体啊。
And you're very weak.
但是神对耶伯很特别哦。
But Job has special
treatment. 我们来看第十节。
And let's see verse 10.
42:10. 耶伯为他的朋友祷告，神就使耶伯从苦境中转回。
And the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends.
并且神赐给他的比他从前的更加倍。
Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had
before. 耶伯做了一个动作。
Job done something.
为那个责难他的三个朋友代祷。
And he prayed for the three friends that was accusing him.
神让他从苦境中、患难中、贫穷中又转回到 比原来更富有的生活。
God changed his presence from poverty and bitter suffering into the way he was.
如果我们看十二节以下。
And then we see the second part of verse 12.
哇，神赐给他的这些牛羊骆驼啦驴啦比以前的更加倍。
And all the oxen and yokes that he has pretty much doubled.
哇，这里记载他的孩子啊女儿都非常漂亮。
And then all his children are beautiful.
又多活了140岁。
And then he lived on to 140
years more. 他看到第四代的儿孙呢。
And he saw that his children's
up to four generations. 日子满足而死。
And he was satisfied in the lives of Lord.
日子满足而死的意思就是说活着的时候真的是神同在的喜乐的生活。
And when he's satisfied in the lives of the Lord, that means that he has the abundance of God.
他自己陷在极患难的贫穷中。
And he was in great tribulation.
他没有想到自己的处境。
And he did not think about his own.
还伸出双手为责备他的三个朋友代祷。
He stuck out his hand and prayed for his friends.
哇，这真是不简单。
And this is not easy.
这个就是耶伯的一个义行。
And this is a righteous act by Job.
神让他享受平安。
And God let him have peace.
借着代祷的工作，他被蒙悦纳。
Through intercession, he was accepted by God.
真的是印证了在第一章二十节、二十一节那里所说的话。
Fulfilled the prophecy in chapter 1 verse 20.
那里说，收取在神，赏赐在神。
Give and take away, it's based on God.
他真的经验到。
And he experienced this.
他只做到代祷的工作。
And all he did was intercept.
神就在中间赐福起。
And God gave blessing right in the middle.
哎，这真的是不容易啊。
And this is not easy.
我们再来看第二个人。
And let's look at the second character.
请看诗篇的三十五篇。
And please turn to Psalm chapter 35.
诗篇三十五篇。
Psalms chapter 35.
三十五篇。看十三节，十二节十三节。
Verse 12 and 13.
十二节，他们向我以恶报善，使我的灵魂孤苦，至于我，当他们有病的时候，我便穿麻衣，尽是刻苦己心。我所求的都归到自己的怀中。这个是大卫的代祷的工作。
And this is the intercession of David.
大卫君王他所建立的国度啊，真的是把神应许亚伯拉罕的土地啊的范围打超过了。
And the establishment of David's kingdom surpasses beyond the blessing of Abraham.
在创世纪十五章里面。
In Genesis chapter 15.
那里神与亚伯拉罕立约说，将来你的在迦南地的地界是哪里到哪里啊
？And God had a covenant with Abraham, saying that your boundaries for the land of Canaan is where and where.
约书亚带领百姓进攻迦南地的时候，根本没有打到神要给的那个东西南北的所有的那个界限。
And when Joshua led the people to attack the land of Canaan, they did not reach the boundaries where God had promised.
所以才会有那么一句话在耶稣雅记说，还有很多地未争取啊。
So there was that scripture in Joshua says that there's a lot of unclaimed land.
一直到大卫建立以色列王国的时候。
And that's when until King David established.
他把这些疆域的界限都打到了。
And then he achieved the boundary.
而且甚至还有超过。
And surpasses.
所以可见大卫是非常蒙神悦纳同在的一个人。
And so David has the abundance of God, and he was accepted by God.
但是他在这里这样祷告。
And then he prays this way.
他们向我以恶报善。
And they reward me evil for good.
他曾经怎么样对待人好。
And he used to treat people.
那些人反过来对他不好哎。
Good, and then they turn around and treat him bad. They reward him with evil.
所以常常让他觉得遭受困难，而且生命灵魂孤单。
And then sometimes he have struggles, and then he felt lonely with his soul.
那些人对他这样不好啊。
And then even the people treat him bad.
但是他们有病的时候，他还为他们进食祷告啊。
When they're sick, he still fast and pray for them.
穿麻衣进食刻苦祷告，那个就是用心。为对方代祷的动作。
He wore sackcloth and fast prayed for them, and this is intercession.
结果没有想到，他为他们祷告，求神赐福去给他们了。
And then when he prays for them and God blesses them.
结果那些福气都到他的怀中哎。
all the blessings went on to him.
所以这是代祷的好处哦。
And this is the benefits of
intercession. 当我们为人祷告，
when you pray for others,
神成就恩典了。
And God fulfilled the promise.
那个人得福气。
And then the person receives blessing.
我们也得到福气。
You will receive the same blessing as well.
不会损失的。
You will not lose.
哎，大卫他尝尽了人生的各种滋味。
And David has encountered all aspects of life.
他扫罗王嫉妒他。
King Solomon was jealous of David.
他被追杀。
And he was chased.
他有一个部将啊，叫做亚西多福啊。
And he has a worker called a Satafaf.
亚西多福啊，部将将军啊，亚西多福啊。
He had a general.
跟也同样跟大卫打拼，建立大卫王国啊。
And together they fought with David to build the kingdom of Israel.
但是他叛变大卫。
And but he betrayed David at the end.
跟他的儿子亚沙龙一起反叛，要想把大卫杀掉。
And he went with his son Absalom to go against, to conspire against David.
亚沙龙还是大卫的孩子耶。
And Absalom was the son of David.
所以你看大卫外面受攻击，里面也受攻击。
And so he was attacked on the outside as well as inside.
这些事情的发生对大卫来讲是很大的冲击。
And something like this happened is a big impact with David.
但是他也学会一件事。
And he learned something.
他常常为他们代祷哎。
And he intercessed for them.
然后就体验了代祷的功效，神赐福给他，而且与他同在。
And he understands the importance of intercession. God was with him all the time.
代祷真的是会发现一切都是从神这边来的一种。
You will realize that intercession is a blessing that comes from God.
我们举了旧约两个例子。
And we have set example.
我们现在要举新约一个例子。
Now we like to study the New Testament.
我们来看一下这个《使徒行传》的第七章。
And Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
第七章，我们请看六十节。
And Acts chapter 7, verse 60.
六十节，斯提凡又跪下，大声喊着说。
And when then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice.
这个讲的他是斯提凡。
And it was Stephen.
他说：“主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。
”And says, Lord, do not charge them with this sin.
说了这个话，扫罗也喜悦被他害。
And after he said this, Saul was persecuted as well.
这个斯提凡啊，他是在使徒时代第一个为主的福音殉道的一个人啊。
And he was the first person to die for God in New Testament.
他在公会面前勇敢见证耶稣基督的福音啊。
And he would testify bravely in front of the council.
但是所有的人听了很生气哦。
And when everyone heard it, they were very angry.
你看那个五十四节。
And let's turn look at verse 54.
众人听见斯提凡的见证。
And when they heard the testimony.
他就众人就非常生气
，and they were gnashed, they were very angry.
向斯提凡咬牙切齿
and they gnashed at him with his teeth.
但是这个时候，斯提凡被圣灵充满，看见耶稣站在神的右边。
But then he was full of Holy Spirit, gazing at heaven, saw the
glory of God. 看见天开了
，and he saw the heaven open.
五十八节
，verse 58.
因为他被带到城外哦
，and he was brought outside the city.
五十九节
，verse 59.
众人用石头就打斯提凡呢。
And they stoned Stephen.
哎，斯提凡就活活的这样被他们打死了。
And he was stoned to death.
但是我们要注意的是，其中有特别谈到扫罗这个人。
And then we have to pay attention that because
你看那个五十八节的下半段。
The second part of 58.
这里说做见证的人就把衣裳。丢在少年人扫罗的脚面前了。
And then the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul.
然后再来看六十节的下半段。
And the second part of 69.
这里讲说那个斯提凡就睡了，睡了是死的意思。
And it says that Stephen went asleep, and that means he.
那那个少年人扫罗也喜欢斯提凡被杀死哎。
And then the person, the young man, he.So he loved to see him die.
当我们在看圣经的时候
，when we read the Bible,
不要忘一件事
，and do not forget
每一个经卷
，and every scripture
都有神拣选 的人来写神的话。
And there is somebody that's chosen to write out.
所以《使徒行传》的作者是路加，这是肯定的。
So the author of Acts is Luke.
他写了前书就是路加福音。
And then he wrote the book of Gospel of Luke.
之后后书就是写《使徒行传》。
And then he wrote Gospel of Acts.
这个作者在写记录这件事啊。特别把扫罗名字写出来，不是啰嗦乱写。
And the author intentionally left Saul's name in there.
一定有他的用意耶。
And there must be a reason.
这个扫罗就是那个我们所知道的使徒保罗。
And Saul is the apostle Paul.
他信主以后，他的名字就被改成保罗。
And after he believed, his name was changed
to Paul. 那为什么在这里有两节特别讲到他？
And why does it talk about him? These two phrases.
那他这个人后来在第八章，他得到权力。到处迫害神的教会，杀害基督徒。
And then in chapter 8, he was giving the authority, he was prosecuting Christians.
这个保罗是这种人呢。
And Paul was this kind of person.
那是还没有信主前哦。
And that was belief.
但我们要注意的是施提凡的代祷。
But we have to remember the intercession of
Stephen. 你看那个六十节。
And verse 60.
施提凡跪下，大声喊着说。
And then he knelt down and cried out.
就是断气以前的最后一次的代祷。
This is the last intercession he made before he died.
这里说不要将这罪归于这些人了。
So do not charge them with this sin.
他为在座的众人打他，喜欢他被杀死的人祷告。
And then he prayed for the people that were stoning him to death.
结果到了第九章。
And then until chapter 9.
神有听这个祷告。
God heard his prayer.
然后就。这个扫罗要往大马士去的时候
And when Saul was on his way to Damascus,
神从天上照荣光照到他身上
God shone glory light on him,
然后拣选他
and then chose him,
他跟着受洗
and then he was baptized,
后来就祷告得圣灵
and then he received the Holy Spirit when he prayed.
所以我们看到这一个施提凡的代祷不简单
and then so we see the intercession of Stephen
我们常常只注意神怎么拣选这个保罗
we all always pay attention to how
他被拣选，其实也在施提凡的代祷里面也有被列入在祷告的内容里头。
This has to do with Stephen's intercession as well.
不要把这罪归于这些人啊。
Do not give the sins to these people.
他施提凡在临死以前经历两件事。
And then right before he died, he experienced two
things. 第一个，看见神的荣耀，看见天开了。
He saw the glory of God and he saw the heaven opened.
哇，这个力量很大。
And it was a lot of power.
面对死亡被逼迫打死，他也可以承担得起。
When facing death and prosecution, he was able to sustain.
如果我们没有这样的意向使命，我们面对患难很容易就跌倒。
And we don't have this type of image when we face a tribulation.
第二个经历的是
we might fall. And second thing is,
他为迫害他的人代祷。
He prayed for the people that was prosecuting him.
哇，真的是不简单。
And that was not easy.
我们看看他在祷告中为这些罪人代祷的这种事情啊。
And then when we see this incident that he was intercept for the people.
结果在罪人中间，神拣选扫罗做他的使徒。
Among the sinners that God chose Saul to be his apostle.
我们看看扫罗的动作精神是不是跟他很像。
And we could see the spirit of Saul and ways are the same.
请看提摩太后书第四章。
And let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
四章的十六节、十四节、十七节。十六节、十七节。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
十六节、十七节。
And in verse 16-17,
这里保罗写最后一封书信就是提摩太后书。
And over here, Paul wrote the last book, which is
他写完
Second Timothy.
没有过不了多久，他就在罗马被绞刑砍头而死。
And then he was executed in Rome right after he wrote.
最后在监狱这样讲。
And then he set this in jail.
我们看那个十六节。
And verse 16.
我遇到患难申诉的时候，没有人来帮助我哎。
At my first defense, no one stood with me.
竟都离弃我哎。
But all forsake me.
保罗传福音被打、被关、被骂、被怎样，他都经历了。
And he was prosecuted. He was beaten. He was thrown in jail. He sustained
everything. 他甚至被人家丢到城外打得半死，以为死了，但是醒过来又再继续传了。
And he threw out the city gate. He was beaten half to death. And then when he woke up, he continued to preach.
哇，那个精神不简单哎。
And this spirit was not easy.
就跟那个斯提凡一样。
And the same as Stephen.
为主做见证，被打死到死也没关系。
Testify for the Lord even when he was dead and it's okay.
你看他带祷的这个人呢、啊，他的工作精神也是这样、啊、
The person that he prayed for is the same way.
哇，在我们教会里面常常会有一些大家一起生活啊。
And in a church organization, a lot of people live together.
有时候问你怎么不来教会啊
？And sometimes you might say, "Oh,
那个上个礼拜某某人说我吃饭太多，我不来了，不稀罕教会的饭。
And this is the last week, and somebody says when I eat and I look very bad.
你吃饭多就吃饭多没关系啊，健康嘛。
So it's okay if you eat more because you're healthy.
但是讲话的人也不该讲啊。
But whoever said that, they shouldn't say that.
你吃不了那么多是你的事，你不要去讲别人吃很多啊。
And if you can't eat that much, don't criticize other people.
你有病吃一点点，你就吃一点点嘛。
If you're sick, then you eat a little bit.
你想减肥，你吃一点，你就吃一点点嘛。
If you're on a diet, you eat a little bit. You eat a little bit.
不必多那一个嘴巴，有时会影响一些人呢。
Sometimes it's not wise to use your mouth.
但是反过来被讲的人一点点，你就。就生气了。
And sometimes the people that was talked about, they were upset.
你想想看，斯提凡跟保罗的工作精神。
And so it's the working spirit of Stephen and Saul.
被打被关，甚至要打死，起来又在传呢。
And even they were beaten, they were persecuted to death. They would get up and preach again.
哇，你看斯提凡带祷的这个人呐、啊，保罗神拣选。工作精神跟他一样。
And the person that Stephen was praying for, Paul, he's the same way.
你看他的祷告啊。
And we should see his prayer.
十六节最后面说，他也祷告说，但愿这些罪不归于那些不帮助我的人呢、啊。
And it says, may it not be charged against them.
哎，他的祷告跟斯提凡完全一样。
His prayer is the same as Stephen.
然后也体验到斯提凡临死以前的那种为主的道殉难的精神呢。
And then he experienced the same thing that Stephen felt right before he died.
十七节这里说。
17,
他整个信主的信仰的过程，他用这句话这样讲。
And the whole process of his belief, he said in words.
唯有主站在我旁边，加给我力量，我什么都能做。
The Lord stood with me and strengthened me so that anything I could do.
他最后的体验，整个一生福音工作就是这么一句话。
And the last experience in his field for the whole gospel work.
我们有时候服侍主也是会软弱。
Sometimes when we serve the Lord, we might
家里有问题，我们就力不从心。
When we have problems at home, we might not be effortless.
或者我们被打压。
And then maybe we're prosecuted.
或者被攻击毁谤。
We're attacked.
也会遇到哎。
And then we encounter this.
那这个时候你站在哪里啊
？And where are you standing at?
如果能够跟保罗一样站在主的道理上面，有主在旁边加给你力量，你都可以吞了，可以忍耐的。
And if you could be at like Paul standing next to the Lord and given strength,
这个时候好好灵修，好好充实自己。
So you should spiritually cultivate yourself.
神要用你，不会让你孤单的。
God wants to use you. You will not be alone.
说不必看人的事情。
So don't worry about other people.
要坚持我们的信仰的立场。
You have to stand firm on your faith.
然后学习怎么跟人家合作。
And you have to learn how to cooperate.
哎，神喜欢这种人呢。
Others and God loves.
所以你看看，神给他力量，福音传明。
And God gave him strength, and then he preached throughout.
神给他力量，胜过各种试探。
And God gave him strength, though he overcomes everything.
神给他力量，他胜过各种诸般的凶恶。
And God gives him strength, he encounters all obstacles and
trials. 最后这样说。
And at the end,
有公义的冠冕为我存留啊。
And there's a crown of righteousness for me.
非常有信心，确信神已经为我预备得救的冠冕了。
And then he's very confident that he has the salvation of the crown of salvation.
教会能够有这样的功能，感谢主。
And if we have a worker like that in church, thank
God. 所以我们看到斯提凡的代祷真的生发功效。
So we see the intercession of Stephen has been working.
所以谈到这里啊，
so when we
代祷的工作真的很重要。
Intercession is very important.
神要用的不是世上所谓的人才。
And then God does not want to use what you call a worker, an important worker.
我们常常听说某某人什么学校毕业，博士。什么有钱董事长，那个都是世界的人才。
And then we hear all the time, and so and so is a PhD, and so and so is a CEO of a company, and this is what we call the.
他有世上的这个学习努力，他才得到这个事情嘛。
And then he has the hardworking spirit of this world.
但是神要用人同工啊， 并不以外在物质条件为主。
But God, when God wants to use somebody, He's not does not base that on an outer appearance or materialistic stuff.
你看他选召的那十二个门徒。
And then just look at the 12 apostles.
在社会上并不是一等一的。
And then on the social status level, they're not.
其中还有一个是奋锐党的人呢。
And then there is somebody that was even in working in the lower
end of labor. 那种人是比较激进派。
And then he was more like the different denomination.
只要跟他们想法不一样啊，他们有可能就伸出刀子把对方杀害了。
And then any beliefs that other than their beliefs, they might take out a knife and kill you.
这种人神也用作门徒啊。
And then even these type of people.
不过这些门徒有一个共同的好处。
But they have all one common thing.
他们都是那些站在工作岗位上是努力认真。护着的人
and they were standing, they were the type of person that's responsible in their work and then very dedicated.
不是那种懒惰的人
they were not lazy.
但是反过来我们这样说
and then so we turn around, we should say
我们神给我们很好的这个学历程度
and God gave us a very good education.
神给我们一个很好的环境
God gave us a great environment.
神给我们一个很好的经历经验
God gave us very good experience.
如果这个时候你谦卑给主用神也用你啊
If you humble yourself, you let the Lord uses you.
而且相信啊，你的服事一定会更宽。
And then I believe that your servitude will be even wider.
也可能做得更多。
And maybe you would do a lot more as well.
神要的是那颗心呢。
And God wants your heart.
完全的到他这边来。
And then to come in front of Him.
那种祷告是投入的。
And this kind of prayer is total
没有一种物质条件的交换
and there's no material exchange involved.
打开心扉在神面前这样的祷告
you open the door of your heart and you're in front of God
这样的人祷告不管你是什么人
and this type of prayer doesn't matter who you are
你代祷一定有功效
and when you intercept for people it's going to be successful it's going to be powerful
一定会生发出生命的见证
and you will reveal the life
所以这个代祷真的是要有很好的认知
An intercession, you have to have a very good recognition.
第三个我们要讲的。
Third thing we have
to talk about. 到底什么样的祷告啊，神就特别垂听啊。
What type of prayer does God listens to?
而不是说那神特别听那个人的祷告，我们这样的说法不太好。
And then, we shouldn't say that God might listen to a typical, a special type of prayer.
人有时候会软弱啊。
Sometimes man will be weak.
他祷告不用心，那个这个时刻神不听他。
So if he doesn't concentrate, God would not listen to him.
我们应该用另外一个角度来讲。
We should look at this from another angle.
什么样的祷告神才会听啊
？What type of prayer God will listen?
这样做的时候，我们比较容易准备。
And then, so when we do this, it's easier for us to prepare.
什么样的祷告神才会听呢
？What type of prayer would God listen to?
悔改的祷告。
A prayer of repent.
路加福音里面有记载哦，那个税吏跟法利赛人的祷告。
Gospel of Luke and recorded the Pharisee
and the tax collector's prayer. 见证哦。
And this is a great testimony.
也是耶稣说的哦。
And this is also by Jesus.
我们来看一下《路加福音》十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
十一节。
Verse 11.
这里讲那个法利赛人祷告怎么讲啊？
And this talked about the Pharisee's
prayer. 神啊，我感谢你。他也讲感谢啊。
He said, God, I thank you.
我不像别人勒索，不义奸淫啊！
And I'm not like the other man.
我也不像这个税吏啊！
And I'm not like the tax collector.
十二节说，我一个礼拜禁食两次哦。
And says I fast twice a week.
我都有给十分之一哦。
I give tithe.
哇，他的祷告是表彰自己的好。
And he liked to reveal himself in his prayer.
耶稣说，根本天父不听这种祷告。
And then Jesus says that God would not listen.
因为你要做好十分之一奉献是应该的，不用拿来做功劳的。
Because when you donate tithe and when you do positive things, these are natural things you're supposed to do.
本来就是虔诚的基督徒应该做的。
This is what a fervent Christian should do.
但是那个税吏的祷告记载在十三节。
And the tax collector record a prayer recorded in verse 13.
那个税吏远远站着不。举目望天
and he was standing afar off,
不敢向神说什么
and he would dare not
只有捶胸对神说神啊开恩可怜我这个罪人
and then, but he beat his breast and saying that God have mercy on him
很明显的这个税吏的祷告是一种悔改的祷告
and obviously this is a prayer of penitence
所以在神面前是一种谦卑的祷告
and it's a humble prayer in front of God
这是神悦纳
and God will be delighted
所以我们从这里可以看到两种祷告。
So from this we could see two types of prayer.
第一个就是悔改的祷告。
The first is the prayer of repent.
第二个就是十四节主耶稣讲的谦卑的祷告。
And then also the second type is the prayer of humbleness.
这两种祷告神喜欢听哦。
And these two types of prayer God would love to listen to.
有的人祷告啊，动作不太好。
And when they pray, their actions does not look good.
哇，那个到底是很迫切呢，还是怎么样？我就不太懂。
Whether they are very fervent or whatever, I don't know.
一个人谦卑祷告，从你的态度可以看得出来。
And when you pray humbly, you can see.
有的人不是，那个脖子拉得很长，怕人家不知道很长。
And then some people know their neck were raised very high.
我们按手的时候变成手在下面，人家头在下面这样。
So when I lay hand, my hand is under the person's head.
本来按手在头上是按手在头下面。
It should be the other way around. My hand is on top of the other person's head.
乱动。
And he was moving violently.
连旁边的也给他撞。
And then he was hitting people next to
him. 曾经就遇到过这样的信徒。
And I've encountered somebody.
哇，那个祷告啊，他会身体会转一圈的，斜斜的这样。
And then he spins around in a circle when he prays.
所以要准备按手的时候，怎么按呢？我们传道会跟着你转一圈呢，就是跟着这样转一圈呢。
So when I try to lay hand, I think I will make a circle as well.
那本来我想要按，然后定住他的头啊。
So when I try to grab onto his head.
但是这个时候我心里有一个感动啊。
And then, but I had a movement.
祷告完再问这个人呢。
And then I was, in my prayer.
其实我们祷告应该是谦卑啊，尽量不要有其他声音了。
And then when you pray, you want to be humble.
我们当传道要按手或医病或者赶鬼啊，我们也不会在那边先拍手，再来按没有的啦。
We try to cast out demon as pastors will pray.
不是外表的动作的声音啊
，It's not your outer appearance.
而是你内心的那种对神的信心跟那种依靠才对。
It's your inner faith, and your reliance on God.
所以尽量不要有那种肢体动作的声音。
You try not to try to limit your movements.
神不是看动作，而是看你的内心。
God does not look at your movements, but he sees your heart.
这个可能要留意一下哈。
And you all of you should.
真的祷告会完了，后来就把那个弟兄叫到教会外面问。
And then I called that brother to outside the church. I wanted to talk.
他长得很高。
And he's a tall person.
所以就跟他说，你到底在神面前做什么事？只有讲这么一句话。
So I said to him, "What did you do in front of God?"
他马上跪着就哭了。
And then he knelt down and cried.
传道我当兵快退伍的时候，我做错事。
He said that the pastor right before I was leave the military, I've done something, and then I committed sin.
所以祷告的时候，圣灵离开，头晕晕，就好像坐船这样转来转去。
So Holy Spirit departed me, so I was spinning, kind of like when I was on a ship.
回到教会很热心哦。
But when I come back to church, he was
very
fervent.
教会的负责人，他父母亲都不知道。
And then even the board members, his parents did not
know. 但是在祷告中，神显明。
But in the prayer, God revealed.
所以告诉他你要悔改。
And told him that you have to repent.
不是用热心来弥补你的过错。
It's not through a fervent heart.
做错事就是要悔改。
You have to repent.
你用悔改的祷告，神就给你平安了。
You have a prayer of repentance.
感谢主，他谦卑接受。
And then he humbly accepts.
后来他祷告就正常。
And then his prayer became normal.
没有人知道你做什么。
Nobody knew what you did.
但是就在祷告里面，神显明你的隐藏的事。
And in the prayer, God revealed your hidden things.
所以谦卑祷告很重要。
So, prayer of humbleness is very
important. 祷告不是比赛哦。
And a prayer is not a race.
有的人比赛哎。
And some people, it seems like they're in a race.
我曾经听过这样的信徒讲哎。
And then I heard actually a member told me this.
传道他比我大声，我比他大声。
He said that pastor, this guy is louder than me. I think I
got to go even louder. 结果祷告还没结束，那两个人没有声音了。
So right before the end of the prayer, and these two people
因为祷告比赛不是这样的。
And then it's not a race when you pray.
祷告是向神祷告。
And when you pray, you pray to God.
你要具备悔改的心。
You have to have a
谦卑的心。
Repentance. You have
我们再再来讲第三种祷告。
And the third type of prayer.
恒心的祷告。
A prayer of steadfastness.
我们看十八章的第一节。
And chapter 18, verse 8.
耶稣设一个比喻。
And then he had a Jesus.
是要人常常祷告，不可灰心哦。
And then they wanted to, for people to pray and then do not be upset.
我们有时候做祷告代祷啊，那个事情没有马上得到神的同那个帮助。
Sometimes when we pray for others, the things are not achieved.
有的一次祷告，鬼就被赶走了。
And sometimes just after one prayer, demons left.
奇怪，十次、二十次，鬼都还没走哎。
But how come 10 or 20 prayers and the demon still inside?
不但要常常祷告
，You have to pray often.
而且不可灰心。
You cannot be discouraged.
有的人祷告几次求几次求不到圣灵啊，我不求了。
Start,
神算什么
？There's some people after a few prayer they cannot get the Holy Spirit. They say, forget it. I'm not going to pray no more.
我们不能有这种错误的想法。
And we should not have this type of mistake.
神或许要给你经验一次恒心的祷告。
And you have to have a prayer of steadfastness because God will let you experience.
不但常常祷告，但不要灰心，就是恒心的祷告。
And then, so basically, you have to do not be discouraged. You have to pray often.
我们再来看第四种祷告。
And we like to see four types of prayer.
请看雅各书四章十五节。
And James, chapter.
雅各书第四章十五节。
Chapter 4, verse 15.
四章的十五节。
James, chapter 4, verse 15.
对不起，是第五章的十五节。
I'm sorry, it's chapter 5, verse 15.
十五节，出于信心的祷告。
And this is a prayer of faith.
要救那病人。
Will save the sick.
主必叫他起来。
And the Lord will raise him up.
他若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。
And if he has committed sins, he will be
forgiven. 所以这里讲到一个有信心的祷告。
So this is a prayer of faith.
但是也要神成全哦。
And it has to be fulfilled by God.
对。是出于信心的祷告，神会垂听。
And a prayer of faith, God will listen to.
那再来是出于爱心的祷告。
And then the next thing is the prayer of love.
这个在圣经里面记载很多。
And in the Bible, it records many.
我们就不再翻阅了。
And let's not turn to it.
最第六个是清心的祷告。
Six is a prayer of clear-hearted.
在提摩太后书二章的二十一节。
And 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21.
那里说我们要同清心的人一起祷告。
And we have to pray with the clear-hearted people.
心要圣洁。
And you have to have a holy heart.
心要清洁。
You have to have a
clear heart. 你才能够在圣洁的神面前做祷告。
Then you could pray in front of the holy God.
所以祷告要先反省灵修。
So you have to repent and you have to
think about your mistakes. 求主给我一颗清洁的心。
And ask the Lord to give you a clear heart.
哇，这种祷告神也会听。
And this type of heart, prayer,
God will listen to. 我们只列举了六样神会蒙悦纳的一种祷告。
So we just talked about six examples of prayer that God will listen to.
其实还有其他一些的准备动作。
And there are other preparations.
这里就讲个见证。
And then like to say a testimony.
去年在香港啊。
And last year when I was
小弟刚去负担的时候。
And when I just arrived there.
有一个小弟弟啊，大概五岁。
There was a little brother who was about five years old.
他一出生啊，先天就身体不健康。
And once he would be, when he was born, he was unhealthy.
他的造血功能不好。
And he has problem, his body has problem creating blood.
所以一直在等待有没有一样的那种血型或者一样的那个脊椎的基因啊，里面的水的基因来换。
So he was basically waiting for marrow and hemoglobin transplant.
但是这个手术要花几十万港币。
But this type of operation is tens and thousands of Hong Kong.
他们没有这个能力。
They don't have the ability.
所以他只要一吹风啊，就发烧。
And so if he faces the wind, he will have a fever.
那到后来啊，一直发高烧不退，变成败血症。
And then later on, he became a weak blood disease.
哇，那个妈妈整天都是哭的。
And then his mom cries all the time.
哦，很可怜呢。
And it was very.
那教会为他们代祷。
And then the church prayed for him.
知道事情以后，代祷了至少有半年多。
And when they heard about this, the church prayed for him for about.
每一次祷告，每一次宣布。
And then every time when they pray, they
所有的人都用心为这样的人小孩祷告。
And then the whole church was praying for this little boy.
好几次快死耶。
And then he almost died a couple of times.
所以我常常好几次冲到医院了。
So many times I rushed to the hospital.
觉得还赶上祷告啊。
And I was able to catch up to the prayer.
结果还好又没死啊。
And then of course he didn't die.
哇，到了年底的时候，哎，奇怪，怎么没有再宣布代祷了？
And then towards the end of the year, they didn't announce it anymore.
那我今年年初的时候就跑到他们家里做探访。
So in the beginning of the year, I had a visitation.
哎，这个妈妈上班了呢。
And then the mother went to work.
但是她刚好配合她下班的时候，我们也到她家。
And then so when she got off work, we went to her house.
就问她你那个孩子呢？
And then I said to her,
what about your boy?
They didn't announce it no more.
传道感谢主好了。
He said, Pastor, thank God.
我说什么好了？
He was cured.
败血症也好了。
And then her blood disease was cured.
那个造血功能，那个脊椎，那个也好了。
His marrow and his spinal cord, the
process 医生说这个不可能的。
And the doctor said this
is impossible. 怎么会好呢？
And how would this be?
哎，实在很难用科学的想法来解释。
And this is very hard to explain with scientific
methods. 那是因为教会同心的代祷。
And this is because a total intercession of prayer from the church.
同心的关怀。
And everybody cared.
每一次的祷告都记得他。
Every prayer, everybody remembered him.
神让他这样医治。
And God cured him.
所以现在吹风也没问题。
And so now he could face the
wind again. 跑来跑去流汗也没问题。
He could run around and sweat is okay.
妈妈可以上班。
The mother could go
to work. 那个孩子今年六岁，他也上那个大班。
The little boy is 6 years old. He went to a kindergarten.
在代祷中，神成就了这样事。
And in a prayer, God has fulfilled this.
还有一个姐妹。
There was another sister.
她的乳房长了不该长的肿瘤。
And she had a tumor in her breast.
她很难过
and she was,
因为她要负担家里的生活
because she has to work for home
还未婚
and she was single
她就把这个事情跟一些人讲然后帮助代祷
she told a few people this and then they pray for her
隔了一个礼拜
and after a week
她再去医院检查
and she went to the doctor
因为医生说检查第二次就要来决定开刀的时间
and then the doctor said we're going to have another checkup before we decide whether we should have an operation
隔一个礼拜去检查
and a week later
所有不好的肿瘤都不在身上
all the malignant tumors were gone
你想想看
and
代祷的力量多大
and what great power intercession
但是我们也是要求主成全
and of course we have to ask God to
我们接受神一切的安排
And we accept all consequences of God.
当中一定有很好的课程要学习。
There might be many good assignments.
我们自己要警醒。
And we have to be
自己要有属灵的智慧。
We have to be filled
来学习神给我们的功课。
To learn the assignment.
然后让我们看怎么样去用最好的信心去面对。
And then we should decide what kind of faith that we should face this with.
又再讲一个。
I'd like to say another.
有一个姐妹。
There's another sister.
她胃癌。全身扩散末期。
She has stomach cancer and it was spread and at the last
stage. 所以医生把那个胃给割掉。
And the doctor took away the liver.
但是也宣布他不到一个礼拜就死亡。
Sorry, the stomach, but they announced that after a week later you will die.
他这个时候在医院还到处传福音耶。
And she was still preaching in the hospital.
一个快死的人耶。
And a person that's dying.
那教会为他代祷。
And the church prayed for her.
他过了几个月，盟主召回了。
And a few months later, she was.
但是他的离开，大家感动。
But they, people were touched.
为什么
？Departure. Why?
所有的人去探访他，本来要慰问他。
And everybody that visited her wanted to visit her.
但是他比任何人都更喜乐。
And but she was more joyful.
反而他是来鼓励、安慰那些去探访他的人。
Instead, she was comforting the people that was visiting her.
有一个执事跟我去。
There was a deacon that went. I went with.
结果他在讲的时候，执事在我后面一直哭。
And then when she was speaking, and the deacon was crying behind me.
哇，这那个病人呐，胃没有了，癌症扩散全身，很快乐。
And she doesn't have a stomach, and the cancer spread out the whole body. She was very
happy. 我就说奇怪，这个姐妹那么快乐，你哭什么啊，老执事啊
？And then I said that how come the sister is so happy? Why are you crying, the old?
她说哪里有这种人呐
？And he says that
it's impossible to have this type
of person because
还来安慰我们。
She's about to be
我们这个健康的人怎么站得住在他面前呢
？And then how can such a healthy person be standing in front of her？
那个姐妹回答：有啊，信主快乐啊，你不快乐吗
？And then the sister says that yeah, of course, because when I believe the Lord, I'm happy, aren't you？
虽然没有被得医治
，And then although she's not，
但是她的信心在要离开的那几个月是最美好的。
But her faith。And a few weeks before,
神反而给他更大的信心来面临自己要离开世界的这个
God gave greater faith
这个日子。
Face the departure.
他这种样子就像那个保罗、斯提凡的那种。
And her attitude is like Saul and Stephen.
教会代祷，没想到神给他充足的信心。
And the church prayed for her, but and then instead gave her
great faith. She
was able to face her departure
of the world. And
this is a great testimony.
Because
an intercession of church, she was able to face.
我们每次想都是说要好要好。
And then when we think we have to,
啊，不好就说神的爱，神很小啊，没有用。
And then if we're not cured, we think that God is useless. 我们不应当是这样。We should not think.
我们应当要在祷告里面生发出一种力量。
And we should have a power that's generated by our prayer.
所以那一家医院的主治大夫啊。
And so the general practitioner in that hospital.
看到他就说，哎，真耶稣教会的贵人怪人。
And then when he sees her, he says,
他做见证说我是真耶稣教会的人啊。
This is the weirdo of True Jesus Church.
医生说你都快死了，你还那么快乐。
And then the doctor says that you're dying and you're so
happy. 你还到处跟那个病人传福音。
And then you're preaching gospel to everyone.
我从来没有看过这种人。
I've never seen anything like this in my life.
我看了快死的人呢，丢到你们教会算了。
And then anybody that's about to be dead, I should give
to your church. 我那个姐妹说好啊，可以啊。
And then the sister says, yeah, sure.
哇，医生也看到一个活的见证。
The doctor saw a living testimony.
所以带祷的力量真的很大。
So the power of intercession is great.
求主带领。
And may the Lord guide.
我们唱诗265首。
Sing hymn 265.
唱第一节跟最后一节。
And sing verse 1 and the last verse.
你当告诉耶稣，你当告诉耶稣，他与许是安慰处处帮助，不等快告诉耶稣。你当告诉耶稣，你当告诉耶稣，最挚爱的主耶稣。必作你随时帮助，你是天若什么软弱胆怯，你能告诉耶稣，你能告诉耶稣，他必是帮助主主感恩，不但快告诉耶稣，你能告诉耶稣，你能告诉耶稣。最挚爱的主耶稣，求主必允许你说着，必做你随时帮助。
请坐。
Please be seated.
接下来我们用简短的时间祷告，做早上聚会的结束。
And then now we're going to use a very short time to pray to conclude this morning service.
在祷告中，我们准备心里。
And then when we pray, we have to prepare our hearts.
因为紧接着就要举办洗脚礼圣餐。
And then because later on we're going to have foot washing and holy communion.
我们用心准备参加。
And we have to prepare our heart to.
相信神会赐给我们福气恩典。
I believe blessings from God will coming down on us.
我们现在就一起感谢祷告。
Let's all kneel down and give a thanksgiving prayer.